And now your HR tip of the week. Your HR tip of the week is being sponsored by VeralDana.com.
Are you a joint employer? And no, we're not talking about marijuana laws. Hi, I'm Ben Ford from Veral Dana's Labor and Employment Group. In recent years, the Department of Labor has expressed an intent to chip away at the employment relationships where the employee appears to work for one company but actually works for someone else. Take fast food worker. These folks appear to be employees of the chain when in actuality they are employees of the franchise owner. What's the difference? Well, the franchise owner may have 12 employees and therefore be immune from a lot of employment law, whereas the chain would have hundreds of thousands of employees and therefore be a rich target for enforcement. So, if you have a contract with an independent party, you need to make sure that the independent party is the boss and not you. That means you don't set the schedules, make hiring decisions, or direct the work. The more you set the terms of employment, the more you become the joint employer. We'll talk about weed at work later, but you got a joint employment problem? Give us a call.
And that's your HR tip of the week, sponsored by VeralDana.com.